The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Christina. How you doing?
I'm great, Gil. How are you?
I am doing fine, considering it's July and all. Heating and cooling bills, big chunk of our utility costs. So What are some of the best ways I can save on summer home cooling bills?
Well, keep your thermostat off or set 10 to 15 degrees higher than the norm when you're at work or for other long stretches of time. It really helps.
Okay. A lot of people have programmable thermostats now, and what are some tips for using them smartly to cut costs?
Well, like I was saying, if you increase the amount of time you keep the thermostat set higher in the summer, it's a really good thing, and you can even do it when you're home.
Yeah, but I don't want to suffer.
You won't. Okay, so here's what you can do. So program your thermostat to shut down the air conditioning 20 to 30 minutes before you leave home each day, and then have it programmed to turn on 20 or 30 minutes before you come home. And similarly at night, reduce cooling about 60 minutes before you go to sleep and have it start turning on about 30 minutes before you wake up. And so you're kind of helping yourself.
That's very clever, because I take it you won't really feel the difference.
And if you do feel the summer heat sleeping in this short a period of time, you might want to check your windows, your doors, and other penetrations to the outside, because it might be time for some cock.
Yeah.
And we'll have more tips for programming your thermostat at houselogic.com/radio.
Can I close doors and HVAC vents to unused rooms to save energy?
That is actually a myth, too. Your furnace and AC are still going to produce the same amount of air when you do that, and your HVAC might cycle on and off more often to make the home more comfortable, which could age the system. And plus, you could be putting pressure on the system, so that could cause duct leaks.
Okay, so that's a no. What about using ceiling fans?
They're a great idea, but only if you're in the room when they're on, because fans cool people, not rooms, so leaving them on when you're not there just wastes energy.
All right, good point. What about the direction of the fan? I mean, we've heard it should move one way in the summer, another way in the winter. How's that work?
Yeah, no, you heard correctly. So typically, it's counterclockwise or left for the summer and clockwise for winter. But the best method is to stand beneath the running fan, and if you feel a cooling breeze, it's turning correctly. And if not, there's usually a switch on the fan's base that you can flick to turn it the other way. Or one clever person we've read about blows bubbles toward the fan to see which way they blow.
Okay, which would be fun to do no matter what.
Exactly.
All right. I'm sure a big way I lose cool air at home in the summer is through the windows.
Yeah, exactly. You lose about 25% of your heating and cooling through your windows annually. So like I said before, that tube of caulk can be your best friend. But in addition to that, window treatments can really help.
And we're talking drapes and blinds and things?
Exactly.
All right, so let's start with blinds.
Okay, so for blinds, you want to look for blinds made of reflective materials that are light-colored, so they are reflecting rather than absorbing heat. And energy.gov, which is the site of the U.S. Department of Energy, says that they can slash solar heat gain, which is just a fancy term for block the sun's heat, by about 45% when they're completely lowered and closed. So when you have them installed, make sure the blinds cover the entire width and height of the window opening, but they clear the size of the window frame. But the idea is the closer they are to the window, the better the efficiency.
Okay, so let's move on to drapes and curtains then. What about them?
Well, you can get thermal-lined curtains, and they have basically several layers that block, again, that heat exchange. And energy.gov says opaque curtains with a white backing or lining can reduce heat gain by about 33%. And you can step up that insulation factor even more if you keep the curtains no more than an inch from the window, again, kind of a tight seal. And also you want to seal around, so like let the curtains fall to the floor or the windowsill to create a seal at the bottom. And then you could add a cornice or place the curtains right at the ceiling to seal the top.
In particular, you want to keep lined curtains closed on west-facing windows during the summer, right?
Yeah, that's a really hot side of the house.
Okay, so, and you'll have information about shades, too, at houselogic.com/radio, correct?
Right, info, honeycomb shades, Roman shades, and more.
All right, great. Great tips as usual. Visit houselogic.com/radio for even more information on ways to stay cool, and follow House Logic on Facebook at facebook.com/houselogic. Christina, always good talking to you. Always good information. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.